You have again before you what we call the Ford the Hard Way, the Judges Away in Austin. There's quite a bit of work going on for the counties in Austin, and he's, as we call it, the bull in the bullpen, because they constantly have you running then. And so at this time, your Commissioner's Court is now in session. We will have the invocation done by Commissioner Senegal and the pledge by Commissioner Kerry Erickson.
Bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. I thank you for the wisdom of this court. I thank you for blessing this court and this county, blessing our families, blessing all the elected officials, and those that are fighting for our democracy. We ask that you continue your blessings on this county and everyone in it, on this nation and on this world. We pray for those that mourn the loss of the Pope, and we ask you to continue to bless all Americans. God bless you.
If you join me in the pledge, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And at this time, if anyone in the courtroom would like to have a discussion on anything on the agenda, they can. And if you're on the line, you also can tune in and have discussion on any item that's on the agenda at this present time. Hearing none, we'll move on to under purchasing. A, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file professional service agreement with the LaBiche Architecture Group Incorporated for architectural services for the tax office for a fee not to exceed $15,000 plus reimbursable expense, considered and approved as a discretionary exemption as authorized by Texas Local Government Code 262.024A for personnel or professional services. B, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file the change order number 2 for contract, the Crane Bayou Pump Station Generator and Building, Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program Project for Jefferson County to BDS Construction LLC DBA MK Constructions for removal of electrical equipment. And that would be an old service panel. Install a new equipment in the amount of $41,347, bringing the total from $1,549,000 to $1,590,347, and for an additional 20 contract days, bringing the total from 592,610 calendar days pursuant to Chapter 262 of Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and CFR Section 200.318-326. This project was awarded on Tuesday, August 15th. 2023. Funding for this project provided by the Texas Joint Land Office GLO contract number 20.065-121-C408, and with an additional cost over the budgetary GLO grant funding for the project to be funded by the Jefferson County Drains District number 7 per interlocal agreement. I'm open for a motion.
So move.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. Under County Auditor, A, consider and approve budget transfer to 172nd District Court, additional costs to replace of switch, $1,000. Pretty high switch. B, consider and approve budget transfer, environmental control, additional cost for computer table, $465. C, consider approved budget transfer tax office, calls for engineering and build out a portion of office space upon approval by Texas Historical Commission, $59,100. D, consider approved electronic disbursement for $365,844.71 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. E, receive and file financial and operational statements for county funds only for the month of March the 31st, 2025. F, regular county bills, check number 527472 through check number 524678. G, consider and approve the participating entity service agreement for statewide automatic victims notification system with Sologenix Gov Incorporated from 5th 1st 2025 through the 8th 31 2026. Cost of construction is reimbursed by the Office of the Attorney General. Open for motion.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion on any item? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. And the county commissioners, A, considering possibly approve authorizing the county judge to execute a MOU with Silex International LLC and ExxonMobil Product Solution Company for the development of a plastic recycling program in Jefferson County. Open for motion.
So moved.
I'm sorry. I apologize. We will take the next one, which will be a presentation by Mr. Dan Jeans from the HOW Center. Mr. Dan.
Good morning, sirs. It's an honor to be here in front of you. I gave each of you something, just an appreciation. About this time last year, y'all gave us a little nudge to help us achieve what we've been working on. It's a 4,996 square foot residential building. It's 4 feet less than 5,000 for a reason, because it throws you into a whole different category. We can barely do this. Just to report back that we got our occupancy permit last Friday.
Great.
Our grand opening is next Tuesday from 12 to 2. Ribbon cutting would be at 12:30. We would love for you to be there. We're going to have Jimmy John sandwiches. The public's invited. We're also, for the people that can't get off work, going to have an open house from 4 to 6. It's the last Tuesday of the month. HOW Center stands for Honesty, Open-Minded, and Willingness, the three essentials for recovery. We're the oldest sober living facility east of Houston, all the way to Pensacola. And we serve the community nationwide. We serve our nation. Anybody that has a desire to change their life and has a problem, we give them a hand up, not a handout. We do a background on each of them because we're in a neighborhood. We don't take sex offenders or aggravated criminals. We've been good stewards. We just celebrated 33 years in our little area in North Beaumont. Anybody else in the country pronounces it the House Center. I had to go with the HOW Center because everybody thought I was trying to sell them furniture when I went to work there. It was kind of funny, though, because Howell Furniture was one of our big partners for the last 20 years in helping us achieve it. Just a small token of our appreciation that you're changing people's lives, you're helping the community. Our phones are answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and any kind of emergency, people call us. During hurricanes, when nobody else answered the phone, we did, and pinpointed with the pastors in the area to help them disperse food. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the police forces in the area know us, know that we can help them if they have some needs some help, and we've been able to help them in the past, trying to be good stewards. These are just a few names of the people that came out. These are people's lives that y'all helped change. We deeply appreciate everyone involved with Commissioner's Court to help us achieve. We came in under budget, about $50,000 under budget we thought we were under budget, but then we figured out we had to buy furniture, and so we're not actually under budget. But We've got some people working with us to get it fully furnished. We got the bunk beds all put together last Saturday with members of the Rotary Club of Beaumont, and we're looking to start moving people in first of May. So thanks for all your help.
Awesome. Thank you. Great, Mr. Day. And C, considering possible approval of resolution for Fair Housing Month. With that, I'm open for a motion to accept all items.
So moved.
Got a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. We will table the item on the human resource for a workshop to come in the near future. An engineering department. A, considering possible approval replat of tract number one of the McFarland Survey Hargraves Edition number one, a 2.8 acre tract and a 5.89 acre tract located, it's at in lot number one, McFarland Survey Hargraves Edition number one, part of the Thomas McFarland Survey Abstract number 38, Jefferson County, Texas. The replat is located off of IH-10 Frontage Road in Precinct number 2. The replat has met all of Jefferson County platting requirements. B, execute, receive, and file a overweight vehicle permit and road use agreement between Jefferson County and Longhorn RV Park. Intended for the purpose of transporting all necessary equipment on Weber Road on 218695 Highway 365. This project is located in Jefferson County Precinct Number 3. Open for a motion.
So moved.
Got a motion. Got a second. Commissioner Kerry Erickson, the motion. Commissioner Senegal, the second. Any questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. And the tax office, consider and approve erroneous and overpayment property tax refund for Hung Nguyen in the amount of $9,750.62 in accordance with property tax code 31.11. Open for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under the county treasurer, A, consider and approve quarterly report wire of state pool fees in the amount of $345,603.90 to the Texas Comptroller's Office. Open for a motion. Got a motion.
Second.
Second. Motion from Commissioner Senegal, second by Mr. Erickson. Any questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. With that, we're at the end of the agenda. Is there any elected official in the courtroom that have anything to say that we won't have to vote on, or anyone up here at the dais? Commissioner?
Just a reminder that there is an exercise ongoing at the airport today. I think it's going to last till one or so, maybe even two, emergency vehicles and all kinds of stuff. So if you hear any commotion going on out there, it is an exercise today.
Okay. Good. Anything else? And then, I'm sorry. Commissioner Court is now adjourned.